This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Some U.S. troops will be staying in Syria after all. That's according to an amended plan announced by the White House Thursday night. Initially, President Donald Trump had planned for all troops to pull out by April with the anticipated defeat of the Islamic State. There are currently about 2,000 American troops in Syria supporting Kurdish forces fighting the last of the Islamic State. Now, as part of the amended plan, about 200 will remain. Even as President Trump prepares for a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there's no intention to ease economic sanctions against North Korea until they're confident the North has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. North Korea says sanctions are partly responsible for what it calls a food crisis. Pyongyang is demanding the sanctions be eased and is asking the United Nations for help. A U.S. Coast Guard officer is ordered held without bail on gun and drug charges. Federal authorities say Lieutenant Christopher Hassan, who embraced white supremacist views and dreamed of mass murder, drew up a computer spreadsheet hit list of Democratic politicians and TV journalists. Police found several weapons, steroids, and ammunition in his apartment. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr spoke to reporters about the case.
At this point, none of the charges that Mr. Hassan is facing have been proven beyond a reasonable doubt. And in our system of justice, of course, that means that Mr. Hassan is innocent right now of the charges that he is facing.
Hassan worked at Coast Guard headquarters in Washington on a program to equip the agency with advanced new cutters. Venezuela's power struggle is set to become a battle of the bands. Musicians demanding President Nicolas Maduro allow in humanitarian aid and those supporting his refusal will sing in rival concerts on Saturday held at both sides of a border bridge where tons of donated food and medicine are stored. Opposition leader President Juan Guaido has vowed to get the aid through on Saturday. This is VOA News. Lawyers for Jussie Smollett are speaking out about the Chicago Police Department's comments about the case. Smollett posted $100,000 bail for allegedly paying two men to stage a racially motivated attack on him. AP's Matt Small has details.
Jussie Smollett's attorneys say Chicago police put on an organized law enforcement spectacle when Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson detailed findings about the alleged attack on the Empire Star yesterday.
Absolute justice would be an apology to this city that he smeared.
They say comments like that one have no place in the American legal system. Smollett's lawyers call their client, who was released from jail after posting bond, a man of impeccable character and integrity who maintains his innocence. I'm Matt Small.
The father of an American-born woman who went overseas and became an Islamic State group bride is suing the Trump administration for blocking his daughter from returning to the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The Trump administration's been adamant 24-year-old Hoda Muthanna is not a U.S. citizen and won't be allowed back into the country. But her father, Ahmed Ali Muthanna, a former diplomat for Yemen, has filed a federal lawsuit that his daughter, born in Hackensack, New Jersey, is a U.S. citizen. He says he was not a diplomat at the time of her birth. The family wants the 24-year-old woman and her 18-month-old son living in a Syrian refugee camp to be allowed to return for the sake of the child. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Cardinals attending Pope Francis's summit on preventing clergy sex abuse called for a new culture of accountability Friday to punish Catholic bishops and religious superiors when they fail to protect their flocks from predator priests. This is the second of 4 days of meetings in Rome. The Vatican has tried to crack down on the abusers themselves for two decades, but it has given the bishops who moved them from parish to parish a pass. President Donald Trump is pledging to expand opportunity for Americans of every race, religion, and creed as he commemorates Black History Month. He spoke Thursday at a White House reception.
Every citizen alive today and generations yet unborn are forever in debt of the brave souls who stared down injustice and championed the eternal cause of civil rights.
Mr. Trump said the unemployment rate for African Americans is at its lowest ever. He also touted passage of a criminal justice reform bill in December, and he said the nation's sentencing laws disproportionately harm African American communities far greater than anyone else. Get all your day's news on voanews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Voice of the